This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. In their first day back at the state capitol Monday, Colorado lawmakers made a symbolic gesture that could point to some real changes in how they tackle the housing issue. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
On Monday, lawmakers renamed one legislative committee in the House and another in the Senate to include housing in their titles. The change is part of a larger move by Democrats to make housing affordability and development rules a key topic in the new session, House Speaker Julie McCluskey.
Housing is a statewide concern, which is why this year we will pass policies to remove the unnecessary barriers that have made it more challenging and difficult to address our critical housing shortage.
Local governments worry this means the legislature could intervene in how cities and towns set development policies. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock doubled down this week on his call for the federal government to address the immigration crisis at the southern border. His remarks came during an announcement to decommission emergency shelters for Venezuelan migrants located at the city's rec centers.
Just not equipped for this sort of thing, and it's a result of the inactivity and lack of leadership by the federal government.
President Joe Biden recently announced a policy that cracks down on unauthorized border crossings. Hancock called that a short-term solution. Colorado is looking for its next poet laureate. The position promotes poetry, literacy, and literature by reading in schools, libraries, literary festivals, and at the state capitol. Nominations for the next Colorado poet laureate are now open through February 1st. The governor appoints the poet laureate for 4 years. This is CPR News.